You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek's been featured in Kiplinger and together with Keith, co-authored Victory, Winning in Health, Wealth, and Success. They've been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal, but they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. You can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And today we're going to talk about the importance of taking control of your income plan. We talk about the five worlds that make up our SHP retirement roadmap, which that planning tool, the plans that we designed for our clients and yourselves that are listening, it's designed for you to get you to and through retirement and to have success on the way. And so we believe that five worlds have to be built out in order to have a successful retirement. Number one, an income plan to last as long as you do. Number two, an investment strategy that matches your risk tolerance and what you're trying to achieve in your life. Number three, a tax plan. How do we reduce taxes, if possible, on your income, on your investments, and on the money you're leaving behind? Healthcare. We know healthcare is a huge cost for folks out there, and if you don't plan for that, that can come back to bite you. And then finally, legacy planning. All the hard work that you've done to build up these assets, properties, making sure they go to the right people, charities, entities when you pass away. I know it's a grim topic, but those are the five different worlds. And today, even though we're talking about taking control of your income plan, which is world number one, by taking control of your income plan, we're actually going to hit at least four of the five worlds that we work in. We're going to hit income, we're going to hit investments, we're going to hit taxes, and we're going to hit healthcare. Different aspects of how income planning can look at all of those. And we're going to share a few of them. You're going to want to stay tuned because some of these you might think, hey, that's out of my control. But in reality, if you take the proper steps, you may be able to plan for some things inside your income plan may have not even thought about in the past. So we're going to get to all that and more, but I'm going to welcome Matthew Peck and Keith Ellis to the show. Matt, last weekend was your big, as Irish as you are,
yes. Were
you in the St. Paddy's Day parade?
Nate was, he was a proud member of the Kenny Elementary School marching band, and it was a ragtag little suit, but they made it through, and you know, so I went over there with Adelaide, and we watched the parade go by, and it's just lots of fun. I mean, it's great for obviously for the community, but it's also great just to celebrate the veterans and all the, you know, people that sure. served our country, and whether it was like the Coast Guard was there, and you know, the Marines were, and things along those lines. So great day, beautiful, sunny, little chilly, but a great day. You know, ears still ringing a little bit, but had a wonderful time, and it also helps kick off spring because socks are starting up soon.
I know,
so
it's
we're
amazing.
Looking good.
Sports are a little sad, like it's just waiting for the. I guess it's mm-hmm. the Celtics and Bruins, but they're in that window of like, all right, let's get the playoffs started and figure out where we're going to go.
Right. And especially being in the Northeast, like the whole NCAA tournament, it's like a party that's, you know, we're not invited to,
yeah.
you know?
Exactly. We got Yale.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Good. Yeah, go.
Keith, how was everything going with you?
Good. You know, it was funny this past week at my kid's school, there was this, I guess it's a charity that goes through each school, and what they do is they pay it forward, and it's some a yo-yo. I think it's a person that comes in and teaches the kid yo-yo, and I'm not exactly 100% sure, to be honest with you.
Is that art, yo-yo?
I don't know. I don't know, but my kid, it was funny because my kids this past week came downstairs, and they're like, hey, you know, we want yo-yos. So it's funny to kind of teach them, hey, look, you know, okay, we're going to buy you yo-yos, but you know, that costs money, right? So what we did is we basically said, look, let's go upstairs, count the money in your piggy bank, and kind of talk about, you know, if you spend this, the next time you want something, guess what? This money's now gone, so you're going to, if it's too much money, you're not going to be able to get it, mm-hmm. or you're going to have to work. You're going to have to start doing some extra chores or clean up your, you know, whatever it is to earn that money to get that next thing. So it's kind of a fun transition as your kids get a little bit older to teach them about the value of what money is and how you have to work for it and how it just doesn't come to you or grow on trees, as they say, right?
It's amazing that, you know, it's in maybe there's maybe a few clients, maybe you guys know more than I do, but at least my clientele that I've been working with since 2002, 2003, since we started SHP Financial, I can't remember many folks at all that have inherited a huge chunk of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people have passed away and we're dealing with their children, obviously, but most of our clients have really got to where they are by hard work. Just like, mm-hmm. you know, I know the three of us and our, and even where we, the families we came from, there was never any, you know, sleeping in on the weekdays or getting up at noon. And it was just a work life of, you know, sacrifice and going to work and making sure you had enough, because none of us were wealthy and none of our parents were.
Well, and I think that's part of the reason why, honestly, is part of our success. You know, well, good looks, certainly. that's number one.
I have to carry the load there.
That's true. But no, it's just more the idea that, like, you know, because that's how we were raised, when we see clients, we talk about their retirement, it's almost like our retirement. It's
exactly.
Like, you know, we don't need to be told that everything that person, when they walk in the door and they have the Cinnabon and, you know, they have a cup of coffee and whatnot, it's like, you don't have to tell us how hard you worked, you know, talk about like inheriting. I mean, we figure you didn't get this $5 million, you know, just sort of mailed to you or whatever, or born into it. It's like, no. We can understand, you know, how we were raised. We understand the value of work. And that's why we want to be conservative with it. You know,
correct.
That's why we want to preserve what you have done, because if you don't earn the money, then, you know, your opinion of that money, you know, if you're given something or you win a lottery ticket, yeah, you might have a different, you find 10 bucks on the ground. You might be like, I'm just going to, you know, we go buy whatever, a yo-yo, whatever it is. But if you earn and work for that money, you want to protect it.
And
I just think that, you know, with our backgrounds, you know, we have that same attitude. And I think that's why we connect so well with our clients, is because, yeah, we're going to preserve this. We understand how hard you worked for it. And we're going to make sure it doesn't, all those sacrifices don't go to nothing.
Well, I remember we started back in 2003. And remember in the beginning, guys, a lot of folks would come in, sit down and be like, I really like what you have to say, but I just feel like you're too young. And it's fun, and I don't know if it's good or bad, but we don't get that anymore.
Yeah,
it's probably a bad. That means we're looking a little bit older. But I always joke around. But it's true. Like a lot of folks come into our office and they sit down and they are meeting. Like they might have gone to some workshop where someone tried to force them into a meeting, and then they came in and they, you know, you got to do this right now. You got to sign on this dotted line. And that's, we're fortunate enough to have a business that doesn't require that. If someone comes into our office, it's not, you know, we're locking the, you know, throwing the key away and letting, like Matt says, keeping you there till you're buying or dying. It's a really, just a lot of people have questions and a lot of people just have concerns, and we're here to help you walk through those concerns, help you achieve your goals, and start to build a plan around that. But don't think that coming into our office, one of our offices, is going to be a super stressful situation. It's very casual, laid back, getting to know each other. But one of the things we've always joked around is that you want your two people in your life you want younger than you. You want your financial advisor and you want your doctor. And so myself, Keith, and Matt, some people say, oh, you're only 39, 40, and 41. But we've been doing this since 2002. We started the company in 2003. So I think we have that benefit for those listening. We have number one, we have a team. We're not a one-man show. And we have experience, but we also have some youth. So God willing, if you're listening to this in your 50s or 60s, well, if your advisor is the same age, and you're 80, 85, where are they going to be? Are they going to be in the business still? Or are you going to be stuck in with another person that bought them out? What's that going to look like? We try to build a team here that's there to take you to and through retirement. And so that's an important aspect. So as you listen to this show, as we get started, most of our clients are in their 50s and 60s. About 40% are retired and 60% are getting to retirement. If that sounds like you, if you're looking to put a plan together, we don't care if you have things disorganized or you may feel like you don't know enough about certain subjects. That's why we're here. And we want you to come in and sit down with us. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. Give us a call now, 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777, or go to shpfinancial.com. We're talking about taking control of your income plan. And basically, taking control of your income plan is necessary if you're going to plan for retirement, because how do you know when you're going to retire? We're going to start addressing this issue and talk about the things that you need to take care of when building this plan right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're on a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear when talking about your nest egg. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and founder of SHP Financial. Here, we like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. While we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen or possibly even eliminate its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 1-800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio, then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your complimentary review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Again, I was mentioning last segment that a lot of folks, when they first come into our office, most of the folks are, not everyone, most of the folks are about 55 to 65, you know, getting ready to retire in the next 5 to 10 years or less, and really just looking to get a hold of their retirement. I'd say about, out of those people who come into our office, maybe 60% have an advisor that they're working with and they just want a second opinion. Because the feeling that we hear all the time is when people come to SHP, they're saying, hey, we feel like, you know, you guys look at all areas of retirement and you have a team. There's 20 something people that work on your team to back you up. So they feel like they have that continuity going forward. But they also say that, you know, my current advisor, I have an annuity and I have some mutual funds. I have statements and every year we sit down and go through them. But there's never any talk of healthcare, how to go on to Medicare, how to plan for taxes. Are you kidding me? Taxes are such a huge part of retirement planning, and a lot of people don't even bring it up. Legacy planning, trust planning. So at SHP Financial, we do all the regular income and investment planning that a normal advisory team would do and is doing for you potentially right now. We take it a step further because retirement calls for a lot more. Retirement calls for a lot more than just a pile of investments. You have to look at taxes, healthcare, Medicare, long-term care, estate planning. I mean, the list goes on and on. So that's what I think makes us different. And we hear that all the time. But if you are approaching retirement, the first thing you want to understand, and Keith hopefully knows this, he's been my partner for about 16, 17 years. Obviously, he knows what he's doing, I'm giving him a hard time, which I'm good at. But in reality, those of you listening, there is no retirement unless you have an income plan. And you're saying, what is an income plan? Well, an income plan is when you stop working. Unfortunately, that company usually stops paying you after a period of time.
That's what happens.
And you're on your own. But guess what? Like the utility companies still send those bills. The tax companies, your town still wants that tax revenue. And you need the income to do what you want to do, to travel. And so, Keith, we're going to talk about different areas of this planning process and of building an income plan. But if people are listening right now, and they need some help, where do they start?
You know, typically what I do when people come in and visit with me, it's funny because over the weekend I'm planning on sitting with you know, people that are coming, potentially coming in to visit with us, a family friend referral. And they said, you know, provide me, you know, what do we need? What do we need to do to prepare for this meeting? And, you know, the husband and wife were kind of going back and forth, and I was just kind of sitting back, taking it all in. And the husband's like, you know, we got to get you everything, all the statements. He needs to know, you know, what our expenses are and things like that. And the wife's like, no, we don't need to do any of that, do we? I said, well, you know, that would actually help. So, you know, what I usually tell people is you want to have a good idea of the breakdown of what it is that you're going to need on a annual or monthly basis as you start to look at and transition from your working years to your retirement years. You know, it's funny. Some people do budgeting, but most people actually don't do any budgeting because you're making money and you're just spending it and it still comes in. And like you said, Derek, all of a sudden, you know, you put in the release from work or tell your boss, hey, look, I'm going on to the next phase of my life. You know, the next month rolls on and there's no deposit in the account. And you're like, wait a minute. Oh yeah, that's right. I don't have that paycheck anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's so important to know what it is that you need on a monthly basis. Because I think the number one question, or I'd say the two most often asked questions I get is, am I going to have enough to retire or enough to make it through the rest of my life with my assets? And when can I retire? And I think both questions can be answered by knowing that number.
Correct. And so,
well, that's the thing. I was just to chime in. I mean, I put those, especially when it comes to expenses, Derek, I put those under something that you can control. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that we can't control, and we'll be talking about those later, but you can control what you spend. I mean, if you want to have this very lavish lifestyle with private jets and yachts and everything like that, okay, that's one thing. And then, you know, Keith was saying about whether or not they're going to outlive their assets. Well, that is going to have obviously an impact on whether or not this is going to happen. But at the same time, you could just say, all right, well, let me make those, you know, let me sacrifice that private yacht or whatever it is, I want to control my expenses, you know. So by budgeting, it helps that step one of taking control of your expenses, finding out, you know, then you can sort of do the math about, okay, am I going to outlive my assets? But, you know, that's what I love about the first step, is because the whole idea is to take control. Let's see what our expenses are and let's get those under control first. And then we move on to sort of the different stages.
Exactly. So we break it into like needs and wants. So what am I in? So a lot of people think, wow, that takes time. You're listening right now and thinking, oh, geez, I don't want to sit there and do that. That takes time. But it's like, all right, well, this is your retirement. Mm-hmm. You might want to spend some time on it because you only get one chance at it, one shot at it. So a lot of times we break them into what are your needs in today's dollars. We can forecast what inflation will do in the future, but in today's dollars, what do you need? What are your base expenses? Maybe mortgage, taxes, healthcare, groceries, food. Then you have your wants, like travel and going out to dinner and buying a whatever, you know, brand new clothes or whatever it is you want to do, hobbies, golf. Those are kind of your wants. And obviously the goal is to cover both of them, but we have to make sure we cover your needs first and foremost. And then from that point, the next step is to see what your fixed income is. So how much will you have coming in from Social Security, pension, rental income, part-time work, et cetera?
Well, that's the other thing I was going to put underneath of controlling is most folks, I mean, if not all, but certainly a lot of them are going to have Social Security. So you can control when you take Social Security. You know, are you going to take it at 62? Are you going to take it at 67? Are you going to take it at 70? I mean, everybody has worked under the same Social Security system. You know, so people can't necessarily control. You can't suddenly, you know, create a rental property when you're 67.
Sure.
But everyone, you know, at least you have the people that have the quarters, can do Social Security. So I think that's step two, as you were saying, Derek, to your point of, okay, let's control our fixed income and then let's break it down. Like, when is the best time to take Social Security? Is it early? Is it regular age? Is it late? You know, I mean, you know, there's so many different factors that play into that. But I think that's step two is, or, you know, step one, control expenses. Step two, let's control what our fixed income is going to be.
Correct. And then step three is what is that gap? So for instance, if you take time and you calculate your expenses are $6,000 a month, right, when you retire, and at that point, let's say you figure out your fixed income from Social Security between if you're married and rental income, whatever you have from a fixed income monthly standpoint, let's say that's $4,000 a month. So that you know, okay, I need $6,000 a month, I have $4,000 a month. So initially we think, oh, we only have a $2,000 gap, but we haven't figured in taxes yet, which we're going to get into next segment. But as you can see here, the important part of what we're talking about is creating that plan and taking the initial step. There's multiple steps. It's not just, hey, we're going to send you a check when you retire. There's important steps and planning tools to take and to put ahead of, you know, before you retire, so that you know when you get to retirement, you have a plan in place, and that gives you the confidence. Because most people out there, they did a study a couple years back, and most people fear outliving their money than they fear death itself. Think about that. They fear outliving your money than death itself, with people living so long right now. So the first step is to basically take action. Give us a call and we can work with you to help develop this plan. We're talking about a few steps. Remember, this is just one area of your entire retirement, but it's a big one. This is a big one, folks. You're not going to want to let pass. Once we build the income plan, then we look at investments and taxes and healthcare and legacy. And we're going to get into some of those in the next segment. But start by saying, okay, if you're listening and you say, I want to take control of this, I want to make sure that when I retire, I have enough money to last as long as you do, give us a call. You'll call right now. A friendly voice will pick up, and they'll take your name, number, and they'll have someone give you a call by Monday the latest. And then schedule a time to come in. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis. We can have a friendly conversation with a cup of coffee and a cinnamon bun or cookie, whatever you choose, and go from there. So the number to call is 800-227-7777 to get started on your retirement roadmap and to build your income plan so that you know when you can retire and how long your money is going to last, and do you have enough to last the rest of your life. 800-227-7777. You can book a consultation online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to continue this discussion on income planning and talk about some areas that you think might be out of your control that we can actually take control of if done ahead of time. We're going to get into that and share some actual client stories of folks that have went through this exact process with us in the past. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
If you've recently had a change with employment or an employer or company ownership, your current 401k or pension plan could be affected. The professionals at SHP Financial can help guide you through these changes with your company savings and retirement plans. Call them today at 800-227-7777 to take control of your company's retirement plan. The number again is 800-227-7777. Changes within your current status could affect the fees you pay, have significant tax burdens, and save you money. Their team will design investment strategies to help protect and grow what you've saved in your corporate plan. If you're not 100% sure what your options are, call 800-227-7777 today. You work too hard to not know your options, your fees, and if you're maxing out the benefits. So call SHP Financial right now for a complimentary review. It only takes about an hour, but could add years to your retirement income. Call 800-227-7777 or visit shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
We're going to get right back into the income conversation and planning for retirement, making sure you have a plan in place so that you have enough to that when you retire, it's going to last the rest of your lives. Before we do, though, we have a couple live events coming up. You can only choose one of these events, but we'd love to catch you at this particular location in Braintree. So myself, Keith, Matt, our team, we're going to be at Davio's and Braintree doing a whole workshop on these five critical areas of our planning process called the SHP Retirement Roadmap. So that those of you listening that are trying to prepare for retirement, trying to get a game plan in place, can come check us out as a company, but see what makes us different. See how most firms just sell you investments and annuities, how we take our planning process and look at areas like income and investments, but also look at other areas in your situation like taxes, healthcare, legacy, and so on. So we have three events coming up at Davio's, either April 2nd, April 4th, or April 11th. If you'd like to try to sign up for that event, go to our website, shpworkshops.com. Again, that's shpworkshops.com. And hopefully we'll get you at that event. It's going to be an event followed by dinner from Davio's. So again, shpworkshops.com. All right, so we talked about building an income plan. We talked about the first step is to make sure you know what your expenses are. What are your needs? What are your wants in terms of what you need to spend when you're retired? Then we talked about finding out what your fixed income is going to be from Social Security, pension, real estate, things like that. Once you have that in place and you know what your gap is, let's say your Social Security is $4,000 a month and your expenses are $6,000 a month. Well, there's two other things that we have to figure out. And a lot of these you might think are out of your control. And they are, unless you take action and start planning for it. Well, one of them is kind of in your control, right, Matt?
Well, I mean, one thing, as much as we would like to control everything, now we do plan for it. But ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, inflation is one thing that we always talk about with our clients because, you know, if you're earning whatever it is right now, you know, every year that's going to get worse and worse. Or, you know, if we don't plan for inflation, you know, all the expenses are going to continue to go up, and we have to make sure that we have a plan for it based on it. Because we'll be talking a little bit about healthcare in a second, but I mean, you know, all those costs continue to rise.
Correct.
And so you need to plan for inflation. You can't control inflation. Inflation is a global thing that's happening across the board, pushing prices up. And I think everyone that knows what a gallon of milk costs now is compared to what it did 10, 20, 50 years ago.
Gallon of milk, gallon of gas, yeah, a little bit different.
Exactly. So, unfortunately, you can't control inflation, but you can plan for it. But there are two other things that you think might be out of control, but are you can actually take advantage of.
So, inflation we always plan for. We might use 2.5, 3, 2 to 4%, somewhere in that range. But that's our best guess. It's not an exact science because we don't know where it's going to go. And we tell our clients we may have to make adjustments down the road, and we might not have to. Some other clients, Matt, think, okay, well, I'm going to be spending a lot more now for the next 15, 20 years. And so even if inflation catches up down the road, I probably won't be traveling as much. And then on the other hand, they might have more health care. But, you know, you kind of understand the premise there.
Well, yeah, you're just going to need to make sure you have at least, as I said, 3% every year, making sure your investments, your income plan, everything keeps up with inflation.
And so the other area is taxes. So in that example I shared earlier, let's say you came in and we figured out you need $6,000 a month or $72,000 per year to cover your expenses when you retire. And let's say you have $4,000 a month coming in from Social Security, pension, or whatever. So if you need $72,000 and you're getting $48,000, you might think you have a gap of $24,000 a year that you have to cover, right? $2,000 a month. That's true, but we haven't even factored in taxes. And Keith, think about that. That's an area that a lot of people think is out of their control because they say, hey, and it is to an extent. They know the country has a lot of deficit, a big deficit. We know we have a current tax code that expires in 2025, and so we have no idea where taxes are going to be in 2026 and beyond.
But we know they're going up.
But we know they're going up. And so if you don't plan for it and you just leave it to chance and let the government tell you what it's going to be down the road, yes, that's going to be a problem. But that's one of the areas that we can control if we do it ahead of time.
And it's funny you mentioned that because we talk about this a lot at our workshops. And to kind of go back to the last segment, I said, you know, what are one of the main questions that I get asked when people come in and sit down, you know, is when can I retire and will my money last as long as I'm here? Well, taxes are going to have a big, you know, impact on that and on that planning. So you're right, Derek. And people need to really start, maybe you've heard other people talk about this before, but they really need to start taking a look at the options they have to plan now. Because now if you're driving around, maybe don't do this, maybe just think about it in your head. But how many people out there think taxes are going up? Well, Derek, we just talked about that they are, but even more than that. I would say that they are, only because the deficit, the continual spending and everything else going on around it, I don't think there's an opportunity to even lower taxes again. And I think we're in the lowest tax environment that we're going to see, maybe even in our lifetime, a 41, 40, 39. This might be the lowest tax environment of our lifetime, and people need to take control of it and learn how to manage the tax situation going forward and take advantage of it.
Correct.
You know what I mean? That's the big thing. You need to be taking advantage of this because, you know, it's hard to think of this, but, you know, years and years ago, the highest tax rate was, 93%. Mm-hmm. Imagine
now, 38% seems high.
Imagine 98, what I mean?
Imagine being double.
Well, and
if taxes double, listen, folks, if taxes double, or let's say they go up X amount percentage, what do you think's going to happen to your income?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go, instead of lasting to 90, it might last to 83.
Well, and that's my point, is that what I was going to say is that, like, we can't control government spending. You can't control what future legislation. You can't control elections. All that stuff is happening in the future. But what you can control is what your current tax bracket is right now.
The current environment.
And everything that Keith says is absolutely spot on, because now is when you take control by taking action now based on the current tax environment.
Yeah, I mean, so right now, a lot of our clients are doing some planning, especially before they get to 65, 70. 70 is probably the magic age where you can't do as much planning, because that's when you have to start taking minimum distributions out of your IRA. But there's so many cases we can bring up of clients that we've worked with where we said, hey, if we do it this way, it's going to cost you X in taxes over the next few years. But if we do it this way, it's going to cost you Y. What you've done properly is going to be a lot less. And so the question you want to think about is, do you want to pay more in taxes down the road, or do you want to maybe pay a little bit now, get some tax strategies set up, and what I call building tax diversification mm-hmm. into your portfolio? That's going to be crucial.
Well, one of the things that I love to show clients is when we do the tax planning forum, is that we're able to estimate what their effective tax income tax bracket is going to be. Mm-hmm. This year, next year, the following years. And we can identify, like, see year 2020 to 2024 or whatever it is, this is going to be your lowest tax bracket right now based on, what is actually the code. So now is the time to strike, now within these next 4 years. And do you know that? Do you know when your best time will be for taxes?
And do you know what your tax liability is of your retirement accounts? So if you're listening and you're between in your 50s or 60s, right? Let's say you're in your 50s or 60s and you're either close to retiring or you're retired, that's one kind of qualification that you might want to get your radar up. The second one is if you have, more than a few hundred thousand dollars in retirement accounts, like IRAs, 403Bs, 401Ks, those type of plans, simple IRAs, because that's where the pre-tax money is in your portfolio. So when you retire, when you take money out, who knows, you're basically making a deal with Uncle Sam saying, yeah, I know I'm gonna let these accounts defer. My advisor just tells me to keep investing. I'm not really doing anything. But when you're 70 and you take money out, what's the tax rate gonna be? Is it gonna be 38? Is it gonna be 52? Is it gonna be 80? Or do you wanna plan now, plan ahead of time, so that when you get to that point, you have more tax diversification in place. You've built tax strategies in your plan. So let's say if you have a pre-tax account and you need $50,000 and you're 70, you might need to take out $80,000, send $30,000 to the state and feds, and you get $50,000. Whereas if it's in a tax-free vehicle, when you need a check for $50,000, you just take a check for $50,000. You don't have to pay the taxes because you've planned ahead of time. So we're not saying this can be done for every single person 100%, but for the majority of clients that come in, there's a good amount of tax planning that can be done ahead of time before age 70. So if you're listening and you might say, I don't know what they're talking about, but I do know I want to save on taxes if I can, you'd want to come in for a meeting. If you're listening and you're saying, yeah, I have an advisor, but we just don't talk about this, and you want a second opinion, you'd also want to come in for a meeting. And that would be, so if you're listening right now and you're saying, hey, I want to come in, but I'm a little nervous, I don't really know, I don't have a full knowledge on this, and I don't really have things organized, that's what we're here to do. We're not here to judge you for how much planning you've done. We're here to try to help you do the right planning from now going forward. So we have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. We started this company in 2003, and hopefully our passion in our show in the last 10 years shows that this is what we really care about. This is what we're trying to do for the clients that we serve. So when you come in, you're going to have a conversation with the advisor. You're going to have probably a cup of coffee and either a nice warm cookie or warm cinnamon bun. And the idea is really simple. Where can we help you? Can we show you what the tax liability is of your retirement accounts? So again, if you're in your 50s or 60s and you have more than a couple hundred thousand dollars in pre-tax accounts, 401ks, IRAs, things like that, and you want to look at what planning can do, take us up on the offer. Again, we have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. The number to come to call is 800-227-7777. Someone will answer your call right now, take your basic information, and someone from our office will get back to you either today or Monday. So call 800-227-7777 to schedule your review, or you can book a consultation online at shpfinancial.com. We're going to continue this discussion on income and investment planning with our SHP market report and talk about some other things that we have to look at in retirement planning, specifically from an income standpoint. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Are you taking too many risks with your nest egg or missing out on growth opportunities because you're being too conservative? Not knowing the answer to this question might just be the single biggest issue keeping people from achieving their retirement goals. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder at SHP Financial. We have an easy solution to this problem. Go to shpfinancial.com and click on the link, What's Your Risk Number? It's free to use and has helped countless investors translate their feelings about risk into numbers that they can understand. Knowing your risk tolerance will help put you in a better position to make sound investment decisions based on strategy and not emotions. Go to shpfinancial.com today and use our risk assessment tool to help measure your risk tolerance. And while you're there, you can always sign up for your complimentary no-obligation review. Go to shpfinancial.com today or call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
Welcome back, everybody. Derek had to step out, so it's Matt and I now, Matt. This is
I know, it's kind of nice. This is weird.
Yeah. I know, our voices can be heard. No, I'm just kidding.
So true.
So for those of you who missed earlier on in the show, we've been talking about things that you have control of and things that you don't have control of in retirement. So we talked a lot about income planning, having a written income plan, having a written Social Security plan, having a written budget, hate to use that word, but having a written budget is important as you start to gear up and start to address your retirement needs. Then we started to talk about things you can't control, like inflation. You know, we can't control the rate of inflation, but you need to prepare for that and needs to be part of your plan. And then I think one of the main things that we can control, not to go back and forth here, Matt, but one of the things that we can control is taxes. Taking control of your tax situation now is so important for the future, in my opinion, and I think in our opinion, of your retirement. Because if you're planning on your income at these tax rates or even previous tax rates in regards to what, you know, the change that just occurred, what if they go up even, what if tax rates go higher and you haven't planned for that? And it's just something that right now is such an opportunity for folks to take advantage of this and to take a look at what their tax liability is and some of the strategic planning that can go into it. I think it's so important and it needs to be addressed. That being said, our weekly market report, we're joined by, as I said, Matt Peck, CFP here at SHP Financial. And I know one of the things we also can control, Matt, is our portfolio allocation. And this is where we dive into some things that are pertinent in the market, some maybe historic benchmarks or just overall strategy. And we want to take some time to address this. So, Matt, thanks for joining us. Go ahead.
All right, Keith. So yeah, what we wanted today to kind of fit into the idea of controlling what you can control is to talk about the recent 10-year anniversary of the bull market. You know, the bull market that we've been in has just turned 10 years old, and we want to talk about how what life was like back then, but almost to a certain extent, controlling your emotions. You know, and I think when you do invest in the money's in the market, it's very difficult because you have two things at work. You have greed, you know, in the sense that we all want to make money and we all want to, you know, live a nice, fun lifestyle, and then fear. You know, so when you have fear and greed all mixed together, it leads to a very difficult time. So let's go back 10 years to when fear really was really the strongest. And so on March 9th is a 10-year anniversary of the current bull run. And the Great Recession had really begun. So this was March 2009. So gosh, Keith, for you and I, a full decade ago.
It's amazing.
You know, and for all of us at that point, it really was. And so, you know, the Great Recession had just begun, you know, and it was brought on by the housing and credit crisis. It was in full meltdown. You know, a new administration, the Obama administration, had just been, you know, inaugurated, you know, about 60 or 90 days beforehand. Large financial institutions like Lehman Brothers had collapsed. I mean, for everyone, how familiar they are with Lehman Brothers, I mean, it was a big company that had been around for a long period of time, and then that collapsed. Others had, like Bear Stearns, had to get unprecedented bailouts. Facebook was still private. You know, and all of us felt the pain in our 401k. And so that was, and this didn't seem to be any end in sight. I mean, that is the very end. That's the very, so the culmination of that fear. And the S&P 500, in fact, closed at 677. So, I mean, right now we're in the 2600s and whatnot. And right on March 9th, it closed at 677.
Wow.
Now, 10 years have now gone by. And so in that 10 years, the 10-year annual return from the March 2009 to March 2019 was 17.5%, which is not that bad. I mean, we'll take it. But I always love to point out, too, that in that 10 years, you know, Keith, would you say it's been a smooth ride?
No, you know, it's funny. I always think equate it to like traveling to a dream location, right? So you take off. And when you're going to that dream location, guess what, folks? It's not always a smooth ride. There's turbulence along the way. Mm-hmm. Just like the market, there's going to be ups and downs in the market. But if you have a true investment plan, that's going to really help you through those tough times.
Because it helps you control your emotions. You know,
exactly.
Because in that time span, in this past 10 years, we've had a number of different negative headlines. You know, natural disasters with all the different hurricanes, changes in political leadership, you know, with President Trump election in 2016 and going on. Significant actions from global banks. I mean, we had QE1, QE2. We had the European banks also begin to cut interest rates. And so kind of unprecedented actions by these global banks. We've had tariffs and trade wars and everything else that have gone on. So, I mean, even in this 10-year bull run, we've had a number of different negative headlines that may have given people pause. They're just like, oh, my goodness, you know, it's going to fall, you know, going to fall out right now. I want to sell out. I want to get out. I want to get out. And if you had given into those emotions, then you may have missed out on any of these times and any of these types of growth that occurred. So we just want to point out the fact that, you know, just you need to have, obviously you need to have a plan, but just in general, of course, is just that long-term type of, you know, breakdown where, you know, the markets are for that amount of time. I mean, you need to take a look in chunks of 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, or whatever that may be. Because if you're going on a daily or a monthly basis, suddenly, it's a lot harder to control your emotions, and then you try to market time, and that doesn't work because you have to get it right, i.e. when you exit the market, then you have to also get it right in the sense of when you re-enter the market. So it's just, you know, having a good plan will, an income plan and tax plan, et cetera, will lead to a good investment plan, and then will lead you to be able to control your emotions during these, you know, even turbulent good times.
Hey, Matt, I just love these reports that we put out every week. And for those of you that are interested in receiving this information, go to shpfinancial.com and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Now, what we do, this weekly newsletter is pertinent to what's going on in the market or a particular strategy, or maybe it has to do with taxes. But the feedback that we've gotten back from our clients or maybe at different events is that it's very easy for folks to understand. It's very easy for folks to relate to. So again, for those of you interested in receiving this on a weekly basis, go to shpfinancial.com and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Matt, to kind of real quickly say, you know, volatility in your portfolio, the amount of risk in your portfolio, is something that you can control. So folks, those of you wanting to get an idea of how much risk is in your portfolio, visit shpfinancial.com and come in and visit with us. After the break, we'll be joined by Derek again, where Derek, myself, and Matt will get into the highlights of today's show in our Retirement Roadmap Recap. See you after the break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Say you want to learn about retirement planning, but also want to learn about other things, like how to navigate the new tax laws, income planning, diversification strategies, and legacy planning. Where would you go? Well, why not attend an SHP Financial complimentary dinner workshop? There's three coming up, April 2nd, 4th, and 11th, all at 6 p.m. at Davio's Northern Italian Steakhouse in Braintree. Call now to register, 800-227-7777. You'll be able to get your questions answered and learn how to build a comprehensive retirement plan designed to help avoid costly financial mistakes and last throughout your retirement. Call 800-227-7777 right now to reserve your seats for a complimentary educational dinner workshop on April 2nd, 4th, and 11th, all at 6 p.m. at Davio's Northern Italian Steakhouse in Braintree. Demand is high, so call 800-227-7777 today to register. That's 800-227-7777. Or register online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So hopefully you got some really good information about all the steps that are necessary and the things that you have to do ahead of time before you just retire. And you need this income plan. You need this income to come from somewhere. But as you heard from the show, there's so many different things that have to be built into an income plan. It's not just, hey, send me a check. There's so many things that have to be considered. With that being said, we want to leave you with our top three takeaways from today's show. So Matt, I'm going to start with you.
So yeah, I'm going to focus on the old adage of control what you can control. So underneath the income plan, you can control things such as what you spend or what your expenses are and what your budget is. So we need to know when you build start filling in the foundation of an income plan, we need to know how much we spend and we need to get that under control. Now, if we are spending like crazy, like drunken sailors, maybe a little bit more control than normal, but control what you can control. And the first one is expenses. And the second one is Social Security or fixed income. You know, making sure that you explore all of your different options, when the best time to take it. So you need to make sure you're working with an advisor or if you're doing it yourself, I wish you luck too. But the whole idea of working with somebody to make sure that you look at all different options of when the best time to take Social Security is. And those are the two things, control Social Security and control expenses, and you're on your way.
And I would say, Matt, maybe some people too, they can keep on doing everything they're doing now. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't have to cut back.
Right.
But how
right.
do you know unless you have a plan? You don't want to cut back and do less when you could afford to do everything you could and achieve all the same dreams, but you have to know that. And you don't right. know that until you start getting this plan together. So good stuff. Keith, what's your takeaway?
Basically, one of the questions, as I said earlier in the show, that we get asked when most folks come in is, when can I retire and will I have enough money? And many times what we're doing is we're creating an income plan that gives and empowers folks to say yes, I can retire here, and yes, my money will last as long as I have. What is the one thing that is in our control that we need to plan for that could erode that is taxes. Because if taxes start to increase in the future, which we know they are going to, that is going to impact your bottom line every year, every month going forward in the amount that you need to draw. Now, if taxes increase aggressively, which some people think they're going to, then that jeopardizes that problem. Second question is, will I have enough money to last the rest of my life? I mean, you could look at a plan based on today's numbers. Oh, I'm fine. I'm on the beach in Florida. Great. However, now factor in a tax increase of 10%, you know, maybe things are a little bit tight. What can you do? Don't you want to know if there's anything you can do? That's the importance of tax planning and tax strategy, because we're in a window right now that I don't think we'll ever see again in our lives.
That's well said, Keith. Actually, that was one of your better ones. I'm just kidding. No, but in reality, you really have a window right now from now until around 2025 where the tax code should remain the same. And it's historically, I know no one feels it when they pay their taxes, but it's historically low. And most people think taxes are going to go up. So as part of an income plan, imagine if taxes go way up down the road and you haven't planned for it, and now you have to take out, let's say you need $50,000 a year out of your portfolio, but now you got to take out $70,000 or $80,000 because you have to send so much to Uncle Sam in the state just to get $50,000. That's going to erode your portfolio that much quicker. And so we're trying to do any proactive planning we can for our clients. And we want the folks listening right now that are not clients to be able to take advantage of this same strategy, because once it's too late, it's too late. If taxes go up, that's the end of it. But right now, you may have an opportunity for the next few years to do proactive planning to potentially reduce your tax bracket in retirement. And so when you're building an income plan, there's so many factors that are in play, but that's a major one, Keith. And where so many people, where their biggest concern is having enough money to last the rest of their lives, if you don't look at taxes, you're missing the boat. So come in for a meeting, sit down, understand what your tax liability is, number one, and number two, if it can be fixed. When you call, you're going to get a friendly voice on the other end of the phone. They're going to take your information, and someone from our office is going to call you back within the next 24 to 48 hours to schedule your personal review. This review is not you coming in for a meeting where you're sitting in a room, we're throwing the key away. It's a very laid-back team here at SHP Financial. We've been doing this since 2003. We're not here to pressure anyone to make a decision. We're seeing if it's a good fit. Some people it's a great fit, some people not so much. But I think the next step would be to schedule that review, see if some of these plans can help you as you get close to retirement, and if so, even maybe potentially reduce your tax liability. So call right now. The number is 800-227-7777. Book your review. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. The number is 800-227-7777. Or you can book a consultation right online at our website at shpfinancial.com. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.